Hello?
Hi, Thomas.
Yes.
Hi, Thomas. My name is Natalie. I'm calling from OMM Legal. Is this a convenient time to speak?
Yes.
Yeah, this is for GDPR purposes. Can you just confirm your date of birth and your address, please?
6/10/74. Yeah. 5 Shirley House. 6 Deer Walk. N16 80 Giles for John.
Brilliant, thank you. Just need to make you aware that during the call, if there's anything urgent, I would need to refer that through to my office.
Sorry, Natalie, you've got a lot of background. Not very clear.
Can you hear me okay now?
I can hear you, yeah, but people are speaking in the background.
Okay, I can't make them be quiet because they're on another call.
No, I understand that. I'm just...
Are you okay? Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I bet if I ask you to repeat yourself, I apologise in advance.
That's okay. Have you got a hearing impairment, Thomas?
No.
No, okay, I just wanted to double check, you know, if there was anything else I could do.
Yeah.
But I don't mind repeating myself at all.
Alright, no problem.
Okay, so if there's any safeguarding this call, what I'll need to do is do a referral to the local authority. But I discussed that with you in the first instance. And I need to make you aware that all our calls are recorded for compliance reasons. Are you happy to continue?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so it's just about gathering some more information about the impact care for your Scottish Regal claim. What age is your care, Thomas?
15.
Okay, and do you remember what local authority that was?
Sorry?
Do you remember what local authority you were with?
A local authority at the St Mary's. And it was long again.
Do you remember the council?
I was the line, I'm saying where I was from. I was from G11, Partick. That was my address.
So when you were placing care, can you remember what council that you lived in? What council area?
Partick, Glasgow.
Partick,
yeah? Yep, G11.
Okay. Have you ever been known by any other names? I've got Mr. Thomas Coyne, but I did notice on your proof of address it says a different name.
No, that's my middle name, McQuaid.
McQuaid. Is there any other names or...
No, I've seen some things when it comes up, aliases, it comes up McQuaid, Thomas McQuaid Coy, but sometimes the McQuaid's a bit different spelling, you know.
Yeah, let me put that down then, because obviously we want to make sure that we can gather as much. Is it N-C-Q-U-A-I-D?
Do you know, I don't know. Hold on, I'll have a wee look at my card.
That's all right. I'll just have a quick look at the proof of identity we've got here.
Yeah, you've got my passport. I just sent a picture of my passport 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's lovely. I've got that. I've got the spelling. Okay, so in terms of care settings, I've got St Mary's. Where is St Mary's?
St Mary's, I think it was like East Kilbride or something. I'm not sure, but it was the early 90s, but there's only one St Mary's, you know what I mean?
Were you in any other care settings at all, Thomas?
I wasn't in care, it was the police and the courts that put me there, you know?
So it was young offenders?
Yeah, but I was... Still 15, you know.
Yeah, that's fine. So is it called St Mary's Young Offenders?
No. It's St Mary's Security Unit, I take it.
Okay, thank you. And while she was there, did they do any schooling at all or not?
No, no, I can't remember doing that.
Okay. And who is your registered GP practice, Thomas?
Oh, that would have been it's called now. Sorry, I'm saying it's been a long time, you know.
It's alright, take your time.
The closest I could get is they were a married couple of the doctors and it was Gardner Street, Hartwick.
Is that where you are now?
No, I'm in London now.
So it's just your GP who you is now?
Oh, no,
Melbourne.
Who is it, sorry?
Meld. Me.
Mild May?
Yeah, it's on Green Lanes, N16.
Okay. And do we have any other professional support for you at the moment, like social care, occupational therapists?
Yeah, I've got a few things, drug workers and... I'll be through, and I'll carry on.
Okay, so as soon as you've got active now?
At the moment, I've got Turning Point and I've got Better Life.
Okay, and Turning Point, is that drug reduction support?
No. It's just I'm on a...
Methadone?
No, the other one.
The injection?
Subutex.
Oh, Subutex, yeah.
Yeah. Natalie.
Yeah.
My partner's just come in, so I'm just going to tell her to give me 5 minutes, right?
Do you want me to ring you back, or are you okay, or...?
No, I'm okay, I'm just showing, I don't know.
Okay.
Nicola, I'm on the phone, right? All right. There you go.
Are you all right to speak still?
Yes.
Okay. Better Lives, is that another support agency?
Yeah.
What do they do?
They prescribe the Algebra. And they phone me every fortnight to see who I am.
Is that like, what do they call it? Is it
Yes. And, because I'm a doctor. Doesn't know much about the Azepam, they're the next people in line, you know.
Okay. Is it because the GP prescribes only a certain amount?
Yeah.
And do these people prescribe it as a reduction service?
It's happened off a reduction and it's got to certain point and then it's been like it's not been reduced in the last year, you know.
Right, okay. Okay, so have you got any mental health diagnosis?
Yep, I've got post-traumatic stress.
Is that diagnosed with GP?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, a psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you got anxiety and depression?
I don't think so. I think that I'm not the best way, to be honest, you know, but...
Are you sure I can gather, the right information?
Yeah, no, I'm just... I tried to own a medication last year, right, for depression and all that, and it all made me worse. And so I've not been taking anything like that for over a year.
Right, okay, that's fine. Have you been given any diagnosis of personality disorder or anything?
No.
No? Have you ever done any self-harm, such as cutting yourself or burning yourself or picking at your skin?
Yes. I've pulled my hair out and picking at my skin, picking at my nails and things like that.
And do you remember what age that started?
I don't know, 17, 18, that it got worse. I've seen the more when I started getting help, when you say, don't open things up because you can't close it.
Pandora's box, yeah.
Yeah, that's the name, yeah. And, there's a lot of worse things that happened, this is the one that I've not opened up about.
Yeah, you've got to do it when you're ready and you're safe, haven't you?
Yeah. And it was just because I was on Facebook and I seen that. I came back and I've read about the newspaper and I took a thing and it was like, I seen St. Mary's and I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I was, yeah.
Yeah. You've given some of the information, haven't you, to the previous person, is that right? About what happened?
Yeah, briefly.
Let me just check that for you. Can I have a quick look at it?
I'm saying, I don't think in any detail, you know.
So you didn't go into detail with them?
No.
Is that something you feel ready to talk to me about now?
I can go around the corners and that, you know, but...
Yeah, I don't want you to do anything if it's going to trigger. Yeah, that makes one safe.
Yeah, no, I'm saying it's just like... See, something else that happened to me, man, and when I did the Pandora's box that we just spoke about, man, and it fucked me up for 10 years, man.
Are you ready to talk about it now and put it in the statement?
I can tell you what happened, yeah.
Yeah? You feel comfortable enough?
Yeah.
And you've got your girlfriend there, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to be with somebody afterwards, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to share that information then and tell me when you're ready?
Yeah, actually, no. What happened was one Friday, man, we all got arrested and 3 years went to Wongers End because we stayed together. And then after a week, it was a schoolboy unit, you know. And just we had to go through Berlini and all that, carry on, and which was bad in itself, because I was on my own, my two friends were still in court, waiting for the next bus, and after a week we all got out, and then they arrested me again for something different, and that's when I went to St. Mary's, you know. And St. Mary's, I don't know if you were allowed to smoke a little kind of one diet yet, I can't remember that. And in the toilet, and there was people there, I was a very young 15, you know.
Yeah.
And someone wrote me in the toilet with a cigarette and made me touch him up.
Uh-huh.
And some I don't know how, but I remember the staff had it in the office. So definitely, then that was like the only kind of sexual thing that I can remember when they were getting strangled, someone.
Who you did, or they did it to you?
Not me. Yeah, someone did it to me.
Do you remember
a
staff or another resident?
No, it was another resident.
Is that on record?
I'm not sure. I thought it was... because it was like I had an arm around my foot, and it was like, you know, like you always think it's going to stop, like, but then it just carried on, because there was people in here up to the age of over 18, you know.
Yeah. When he strangled you, did you pass out?
Yeah.
When you broke up, what happened?
I told him, man, he didn't have his hand around the floor. He had his arm around the floor and the other arm taking that one up, and I blacked out, you know. But I can remember, it was happening to emotion, you know.
Yeah. And when you woke up, was the boy gone? Was he still there?
Yeah, I'd say, yeah, it's just nothing happened, man. It's I was in there for a bit, 9 weeks or something, man, and then they dropped the charges, and I got out.
So let's go back to the man or the boy strangling you, and you pass out. When you woke up, had you done any assaulting to yourself? Were there any?
No. I seen you bruising in my neck. Yeah. I seen that. When a member of staff, I asked you, man, it wasn't the place you could just say yes, you know what I mean?
Because you
just get it again, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Were you sexually assaulted whilst you were, like, unconscious?
I don't think so. I don't. I've seen a... I'm trying to get to the best of my knowledge. I don't think so.
Surprisingly,
you're
not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know.
So, you mentioned, I can see on your statement that you were talking about the guy that's in the toilet that you took advantage of me.
Yeah.
And then I've got written down that he sexually assaulted you as well.
Yeah. Touching and fucking touching, you know.
So I know this is difficult to talk about. Did he ever penetrate?
No.
So touching, yeah?
Yeah. And making me touch.
And I know it's really difficult to talk about these kind of things. So, in terms of those incidents, was there anything else that you'd like me to put in?
I didn't even have pubic hair at the time, you know, and just been through the money, and they check, obviously the adult ones, people and everybody else, I suppose, for lice and crabs and shit like that. And then they were all laughing at me and saying fucking, shouting the print that the fellow screws in, you know, for the short country.
You know, chastising you.
Yeah.
Is that all the time? Bed.
Yeah, I'm sure that was just improved the learning thing. I'm sure it was like, I know it didn't make me sound much, but you feel embarrassing, man, but obviously the older you realize it's life, you know, but it's like, at a time it was like, fuck me, man.
It's something you should have gone through, Thomas. I'm really sorry that you went through that. Thank you for sharing it.
That's totally, you know, we need to take you, man, and you're sharing the friends, and you know.
Do you feel that you're unable to trust people now?
I've had other issues, man, and I've never even mentioned this. I'm saying this is something that in my partner doesn't even know. I've been the first 31 years, you know.
Do you think
it
would be a good idea to share it with your partner?
No, I'm saying this would get me something different, you know.
You're worried about being judged.
Yeah.
Do you know where you can access support to talk to somebody other than obviously yourself?
I've got support, right? Twice a month one call and once a month to someone, and I think the chance of that getting more, and I was like, it takes a few just speaking sometimes, it takes out you. And if someone new starts and you need to go through it all again, then it's like,
those people, if you get into crisis, I was thinking more around at that point of crisis, you know, where it feels too much and you can't speak to those people that you went to the call, for example. You can always dial 111 and option 2.
Yeah, I've got a lot of numbers to write some of that.
Yeah, but option 111, if you ring 111 option 2, that'll take you directly through to a mental health practitioner. And if you need crisis support, they can do that and assess that over the telephone. Okay?
Yeah. This thing last year that I was in the hospital and things like that. Lots of other things that's just going on.
See mental health?
Yeah, I think that I'm in a better place at the moment, you know.
Yeah, good. That's really good, that's positive. So last year you went into hospital, what hospital was that?
It wasn't for this, you know.
Was it for mental health?
Actually it was to do my mental health, but it was, I moved back to Scotland, and ended up taking the sleep Valium. And so it's not really in the same in that, just stopping them, man, and it was like, because, like, all the stuff that's happened to me, this weeded to like a drug gene, that, you know.
When you took the drug, Valium, when you went back to Scotland, did the reason you ended up in the hospital, was it because of psychosis?
Well, Actually, yeah.
Okay, lovely. And do you remember what hospital it was?
Homerton.
Homerton, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you under the mental health team at the moment?
No, I was in a T-League in the last 10 or 6 years, 2012. I've been at Mayo End, a psychiatrist under the mental health team under there. And then when I moved back to Scotland before COVID, and then I came back down, and realised that I was working on that.
Have you gone back home to Ireland?
Scotland. I'm down London, sorry.
Yeah, so you're still under them now?
Yeah. Excellent. We moved to 97 and we went back just before COVID. And then it was a mistake right away.
Yeah. Sometimes you think things will be different, don't you?
I've seen that, you know.
So have you ever experienced thoughts of ending life?
Yeah.
What age is that
start of? I'm 17.
And you experience them sort of fleeting thoughts and they come and go in?
Yeah.
But you talk to the mental health team about that, yeah?
Yeah, I've got people I can talk to that I seem to be. I've got a good GP. I say that just sometimes you end up being like the bottom, you know.
Well, it's not bothering people, you just make me tell them, okay?
No, yeah.
Think about it, yeah? Okay. Now, obviously those thoughts have been coming and going for a long time. Have you ever made any attempts to end your life?
A few things.
Yeah? Can you remember the ages that you did that?
Actually, they were like, when in my late 30s, you know.
Late 30s, man.
Yeah.
Was it by medication overdose?
Yep.
All of them?
Concoction of the tablets. Did you call them fucking
Alzheimer's?
Things like that. All that, the barbiturates.
Absorb medication. Yeah. And have you ever received any counselling or therapy?
Yeah.
Do you know what that was and where?
I can't remember, but I ended up in Mayo End Hospital, seeing a psychiatrist. Done like a 6 month thing. Sorry? I've got a daughter, and that's what, on the outside, I've been normal, you know what I mean?
So, you mentioned about psychiatrist is different to somebody who gives you therapy.
I've seen a psychiatrist right from one thing, and then I've been getting therapy, I'm getting in Scotland, I've been getting it down here.
So, do you remember what it was? Was it CBT, DBT, counselling?
The first one sounds CCBT. I've been so many came from places, man.
Would it be on your medical records?
I think I've seen TP quite a lot, you know.
That's okay. We'll try our best to get that. Do you have any physical health at the moment?
My back is, my spine is there, but dodgy. It's above my head, basically vertebrae have moved 10 milligrams milk into my spine. So I'm using a walking stick for the last few years.
So did they give you a diagnosis? Is it like degenerative disc disease or anything like that?
No, but it's... Muscular, not muscles, but I got an MRI and the vertebrae in my spine have moved. I don't know if it's the right term for it, you know.
That's all right. I'll write down exactly what you said. That's
no problem.
When you were at that back
second,
did you ever remember attending hospital for anything?
No. They kept it all in house, you know.
And were you ever arrested or
received
any convictions?
What? And
no, in your
life. In life.
Yeah. Okay, what's the first one,
was
obviously
able to deal with
St. Mary's. What was that for?
That was, they accused me of robbing somebody. That the charges were dropped. That's the whole reason I was in St. Mary's.
After that, what were you arrested for or convicted for?
In 2009, I got 5 years, the GBH.
Yeah. Anything else?
Other ones I pay, you know, like, I don't know, shoplifting or something, maybe, you know, but nothing.
Shoplifting?
Yeah.
Is it various shoplifting convictions?
Yeah, I've seen, I don't know, a couple maybe.
Any other convictions?
Offensive weapon.
So carrying possession?
Possession. Possession from carrying, whatever.
So what age did you start taking drugs?
The usual, 13, 12, alcohol, and the hard stuff, the hydrocodone,
Heroin was at age 17 as well.
Maybe 18 heroin.
When did you go to the Subotex?
Sorry, Natalie? I was on methadone. I've been going on heroin like 22 years or something.
So 22 years in methadone, apparently you're taking the Subotex on. Well done, that's amazing. You've done so well. So, alcohol-wise, are you still drinking now?
Yep.
Yeah? Is it still an issue, or...?
No. Actually, my partner, she doesn't drink to do drugs that have some... She wouldn't have me in the house, you know what I mean, if there's any problems.
So, is it like, now social drinking?
Yeah. Like, my friend will finish, like, what, we'll go for being a snicker, you know?
So, if I say, did it become an issue, and what age did it change for you, where it became more social?
When I started work, actually, when I got a job, when I, like, when I moved to London, and then I was just going to work. Then you can drugs has always been my problem. Alcohol's not, you know.
Okay. So you take a drinker. Okay, and what age did you take Mary's?
15.
And did they offer you any support afterwards?
No. I was meant to be there for 110 days, and then the charges got up. It's really slow.
Okay. During that time that you were there, you experienced quite a lot of abuse, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm saying, like, you know, what you don't think of it in a time, but, like, apart from in the toilet, you see, but all that other stuff, man, it fucks you up a bit, you know?
Yeah, it's not a trauma, isn't it?
I'm sorry for my language.
You don't need to apologise, it's absolutely fine, and if that's what you need to say and how you need to say it, that's not a problem, okay? You just get lost in how you...
No,
you're fine. Okay, so you don't have to apologise for that. You've been through a lot. I completely understand. Alright? You still there?
Yeah.
Okay, stop it right then. Check him. So, if I'm asking, would you prefer to have a male or female advisor?
Okay.
Have you provided your consent to get a copy of all your records that you mentioned to our teams?
Yep.
Thank you. Would you like to see a copy of the records that you get from St. Mary's?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Okay, so the process is going to take about 10 months. I'll be your main point of contact till the end of the process. My number has come up on your phone. If you save that on your phone, that's my direct line. You can always give me a call if you've got any questions or anything. We're going to gather the evidence now for your case going forward. And then once I've got that, I'll call again just to clarify the information we've got before we put the case forward to the Scottish Redress Panel. You don't need to attend that panel. It's a closed door. But we will let you know the date that that's going to be held. So as part of our compliance process, you've got to go through the options so that we know that you are clear and you are able to confirm obviously your choice for this. So you're entitled to claim Scottish redress independently and research your own evidence. You are able to choose a different solicitor in England or Scotland who have charged you, have accepted a fee of £2,000 to act on your behalf on Scottish redress. They don't charge you a fee, but they're receiving the £2,000 from the Scottish Government, which came, and they get that fee whether you win or lose. And then there's ourselves, MMA Legal, and we've opted out of that fee from Scottish Redress. We only take 20% of the fee for the case if you win, and if you lose, we don't charge you anything. So it means that we're completely independent and we're acting for you. You're also entitled to a 14-day cooling off period. Are you happy to wait 14 days, or would you like to proceed immediately?
Yeah.
And do you want to stay with MMA Legal?
Yeah.
And do you have any questions for me today?
No, it's just like, this is one, you know, like the things that you put to the back of your head and just try, you know, think about things and then it was just finishing the historical abuse claims and I was thinking of my brother because, you know, he was in one with brothers and then I started thinking about myself and...
Yeah.
And so that's why I just thought I would give you a bell, you know.
Yeah, if you brothers do want to put a claim in, they can give me a call on this number as well, and we can take their details so we can get their claim put forward as well if they want to do that.
Yeah, actually, he's a bit far gone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you got the power of attorney or anything?
Sorry?
Got lasting power of attorney for him.
No, I'm going to say he's not gone. I'm saying he's too far gone down the road with the drugs, you know.
It might be something that you can kind of approach.
He
might have gone down the drug path because of the trauma that he experienced.
No, I know that it's not, I don't even guess that way, you know, and I know that's definitely what's happened.
Yeah.
But his lifestyle's chaotic at the moment, you know. He's in Glasgow and whenever he phones me, you know, so.
Yeah.
But that's just what made me think anyway.
Well, we can be okay, and we'll get that started as soon as we can for you now. So that's everything I need for today. Is there anything else that you need from me today?
No, I'm all good.
Okay, well, you have a lovely day, and you look after yourself, Thomas, okay?
Thank you.
Take care.
You have a nice day. Thanks, Natalie.
Bye-bye.